Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Back on live, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. It's your boy, Three Letter Man. I know the vibes are ready. Gnome 10 is over. Finito's in the books. I'm about to get my special guest back on here, my co-host, man. Let me get her back on here. Battle Rap Bay, what's good, mama?
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing good, love. Can't complain, man. I guess, yo, listen, Gnome 10 is over, sister. It's over. Finito, another one in the books here, or a different type of streaming last night. I guess for me, I guess we can go here. How did you like the streaming, the lights, the bright lights of the Caffeine, or is it part two of URL and Caffeine working together? What did you think about the streams? Do you have any problems, any issues? Was everything good for you?
I personally didn't experience any problems. I didn't have any lagging in my stream. Was able to get through all of the battles without any streaming issues itself. I think there were a few audio issues here and there. As far as the stream, the light, the production, and my is well put together.
Okay.
I think that's they came up in anticipation of the Gnome event.
Yeah. I guess let's take it here, Battle Rap Bay. The first battle of the night was Fonz and Jay the Nightwing. Obviously, both these gentlemen advanced to Gnome. 2 weeks prep, 25K on the line. The winner of the battle gets to pick who they want to battle at Rookies versus Vets. I don't know how you felt about the overall battle. I thought it was just okay. I didn't really go crazy about this battle. I thought this battle had potential to be a dope battle. It was not worth 25K in my opinion. I had Fonz 2-1 clear, possible 30 ball, but I edged Jay the Nightwing in the first round, and Fonz definitely took home round one and round two. Talk to me.
I agree. I was very disappointed because, like I said from the onset, I had Jay the Nightwing as my pick to win the entire tournament. And after the battle with Rubando last week, I definitely expected him to step it up a bit because that was almost a missed opportunity for him, being that if Rubando hadn't choked, there might have been two different people in the finale, you know, on the final round. And when it didn't play out that way, I figured that, you know, Jay would have been able to step his bars up and bring us something worth $25,000. But, I mean, in my honest opinion, I don't think there was really $25,000 worth of bars on the card, period. So I'm coming to here. That
I respect that.
So, just to be quite honest, that whole final round of the tournament, it left much to be desired from both MCs. But what I can say is, yeah, I don't feel like the wrong decision was made in the end. I do see Fonz as the winner of that round last night. But it was kind of lackluster. Like, both of them went kind of light. Did Fonz's chicken wing scheme in the second, the way he was cooking. That was dope. It was something different. But overall, that was just like the one highlight of that battle. Well, I can't say that Jay's, I don't know if that's Thanos or who it's supposed to be with the glove. But
yeah, the little gauntlet thing.
I give it to him, but it was just, like, at that point, Fonda did too much. He took the battle. So, like, that one round, I might have edged to Jay, but I think Fonz got it 2-1, in my opinion.
And Jay the Nightwing, why are you doing a New Jersey Twerks madness, my guy? That was – I didn't want to see you do – I was not feeling that, man. I hate when y'all trying to go in y'all twerk bag. Let that man live. Y'all don't have to do what the Golden Boy does. That's his go-to move. That's his power move. Y'all be trying to take his shit and incorporate it in your shit, and it don't be popping like that, man, at all.
Yeah, it don't.
For real.
Ain't got the energy behind it. But I did like that whole... that whole scheme, though, to go through all of those different rappers and to do their thing, it just showed his versatility, I feel like. So it did show a different angle of what Jay does, but I don't think it was enough. When we had our last conversation, I said to you, it would be interesting to see how Jay and Fonz sparring against each other would affect them in the final of the tournament. And personally, that's something that kind of cost Jay, because his energy and aggression is something that usually his opponents have to adjust to. But, and Fonz, that was something that he said in that 15 Minutes of Fame interview, that with him being able to spar with Jay, he was able to adjust to that. And we saw he could effectively counter it. So, I think that was a bad move for Jay. I wouldn't recommend anybody sparring with another opponent, somebody that you could potentially face in a round of the tournament, because that's a decision that could come back to haunt you. And as we saw, it cost Jay $25,000 last night. I won't say just that, but just, you know, that's one one less thing that he didn't have to do, and that's one way that he allowed Fonz to get prepared for what he was going to bring into their battle. And you know, you don't want to give an opponent a leg up, not even a potential opponent. So that wasn't smart, in my opinion.
Are we going to be under the impression, the old cliche, Jada Nightwing's next opponent, we're going to feel sorry for them because he's going to go extra hard? Do you subscribe to that theory when battle rappers try to go in that bag? Like, oh, I saw Ill Will say that on 15 Minutes of Fame, that he feels that Jada Nightwing's next opponent, he feels sorry for because he lost a battle in the 25K and he's going to want to kill something. Sometimes shit like that can demoralize your brain and mess you up. Not saying it will do that to Jada Nightwing, but you know what I mean?
That's true. I agree. Sometimes it works. But not for everybody, and not in every situation. So I don't know. I don't know. The same was said about Twerk after that Swamp loss. Like, you know, they feel sorry for whomever he has to face next. But it all comes down to preparation, man. You can have the best bars in the world, but if you're getting out there and you're getting your shit, that does nothing for you. Like, you're still going to get beat up on the block again. So not only it's just, what are you going to do in the moment? Like, we could talk about what's going to happen or what we think is going to happen. But we don't, like, you know, these people are human. They subject to fuck up, too. So we don't really know how prepared that person is going to be coming into the next battle. And with that mindset, why couldn't the same shit have happened with the battle that just happened, you know?
Yeah.
Why is that the next person instead of the person you have now?
What do you think about Fonz saying he wants K-Shine on Rookies versus Vets?
Like, this man, he just bit off a whole lot, didn't he? came for a top bet. I was just like, wow, you're coming out the window, buddy.
Right.
I mean, if you want to be the best, what they say, iron sharpens iron. So if you want to be the best, sometimes you got to jump out there and see if you can stand in the water with the best. And Kayshawn is extremely talented. That's just not one that I would have saw him choosing. Not a smart choice, in my opinion. But maybe he thinks that he can bring something more to a battle with Kayshawn that he wasn't able to bring to that Jay the Nightwing battle. Because, I mean, let's be perfectly honest, he won that by the hair of his chin. You know, if Jay would have been a little bit more aggressive and a little better prepared, then, you know, that outcome could have
different
been
conversation.
A little different. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and Kayshawn is not going to do any half-stepping with him. So I don't know if I would put them two together in that Rookies versus Bet. That might be a slaughter.
I don't mean to be this guy, but the last time we seen Shine – in the Rookies versus Vets. I'm just throwing it out there for the people to remember this. He battled Mr. Wavy, and I had Wavy beat him 2-1, but obviously that was a different kind of Shine at the time. Let me just make sure I throw it out there also. That's not the case Shine that we know right now. Obviously, Get Well Av, obviously the conversation before K-Shine was Fonz against Av. Obviously, you know, Av is trying to get better right now. He's tweeting now more often. I saw him in a chat the other day, so shout out to my guy Av. Are you surprised he didn't call Av's name out, or being that Av's, you know, situation right now, you know, with the COVID-19 and everything, you're just not going to touch that right now? Because I'm surprised he went straight to Shine and not Av when Av was in the conversation for a while.
Yeah, I was really surprised that he came for Shine. I don't know if I see Av as a good matchup either. You know, not that he should be picking on people who are less, that he thinks he could have a win over, you know, but at the same time, just to go after these bar-heavy, punchline-based battle rappers, I don't know if that's such a good idea. Because, like, listen, Av would bar that man to death, just in my own personal opinion. So I don't know if that's a good idea. I think it may have affected his decision to call out Av, given his current health situation. You know, it seemed a little weird to call a man out and he's going through what he's going through. So I understand it from that aspect. But I don't think either one of those are wise choices for fun.
I think the conversation was with Av because Fonz punches, and we know Av punch a lot, and Av already went on social media saying during the tournament that he'll battle Fonz. So, you know, I guess we'll go back. Listen, I'm glad you are, if they are doing this, Rookies versus Vets, I think that's something. I don't know how it's only been one series of Rookies versus Vets since they had, you know, since they installed that or implemented that process at Battle Rap. But it is what it is. Next match, Mama,
but they call him
Mike.
Like Little Av, something like that, right?
Yeah. They call it, Ace on Me was calling Little Av. Yeah, so, you know, I guess, you know, listen.
Well, it may be a good thing down the line, but, you know, as far as right now where he's just breaking on to, it's hard to call it the main stage, even though we're going through everything we're going through. That's kind of the arena that they're being put in. Like, Nome is a big stage event, even if the production level was on a smaller scale because of COVID. I just don't see breaking into the main stage and calling out these big, big names that have the potential to sit you back down.
Right.
Or to show that this isn't where you belong, you know?
Next battle, Mama. Mike P versus The Saga. Now, we and I spoke about this battle. Yeah, I wasn't expecting this battle to go the way it went. In fact, there was conversation that this has potential of being battle of the night. When you use the word battle of the night, it takes two to tango, so to speak. It can't be battle of the night. It's just one party. It's just getting busy. The other one is choking. Saga, I love you, my guy, but fam, what the hell was going on last night, bro? That was Saga, man. Come on. And you know what? This third round was, well, I like this third round. I actually gave him the third round. I did like the, the actually having a police officer there and then, you know, having Mike P's name there. If Michael's not Brown, he ran that, that a lot. If Michael's not Brown, I did like that. But Mike P, I got to give that manager his respect, though. Rat Bay, that man came to play. He was not playing at all. Mike P had three solid rounds.
Yeah, he said some big words before the event that he would have one of the best rounds or the best performance of Nome 10. And I feel like he really came prepared to live up to that statement. He did have three solid rounds for The Saga. Like, I was here for it. It was very disappointing that The Saga wasn't able to get his material. I don't know. I had this battle pegged as Saga for the winner. I definitely didn't see him getting up there and choking two out of the three rounds. And listen, he stumbled a bit in the third as well, but I think just that whole performance was so dope that people still give him that round because of the creativity and the place that he went with it. But just being honest, that wasn't the best performance. Like, that was a bad look. That was a bad look. So I understood Mike P taking a win for that one by a landslide. Like, I mean, honestly, I would have gave him the battle 3-0 just based on the fact that he did choke again in that third. While it was a dope scheme and a dope little idea to put together and present to the people, it still didn't translate well when it came to him performing because he choked up.
So, yeah, unfortunately, Saga, that was kind of...
Saga P, because he wanted it to be a classic. He did his part. Even after the fact, he was humble and did speak on how effective the Saga's third was and how he had a lot of respect for it. But, yeah, I think Mike P did a great job. Mike P came and he bought three win-worthy rounds, so I don't have a problem giving him the battle.
My thing is this, though, Battle Rap Bait. When you're Mike P, and any battle rapper, for the most part, when you get these kind of wins where it's like, okay, are we respecting Mike P's material more than we're bashing Saga not playing his part? Because that tends to happen a lot. Like, Mike P gets the battle, but on some default type shit. And the shit he was saying was dope, in my opinion. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Saga just didn't live up to
it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. His material is fire, and he had a dope, flawless delivery. So, yeah, I mean, that's just where we're at now, where people seem to focus more on the fuck-ups than to give credit to the person who was victorious in the battle. And, you know, that's sad. But me personally, I'm not focused so much on the Saga fucking up. I do think Mike P deserves his accolades and respect for winning the battle because he did an extremely good job, in my opinion. He bought the energy and aggression he's known for. It was very bar heavy. Like, I'm excited to see Mike P's next battle, and that's the way I want to feel watching a battle. You know, I want to be excited to see them perform again. I don't want to feel like, damn, you know, here you go, Chuck.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that next person. So, Mike P did his thing.
Does Mike P now, because he's been wanting Geechee Gotti for a while, is that a battle that he should get?
I think so. I think that'd be a good matchup.
Okay. Saga, man. God,
poor
Saga,
thing.
Man.
Poor thing.
That was hard to watch, man. That was tough
it
to
was.
Watch.
It was.
It was tough to watch, man. I ain't going to hold you, man.
I can appreciate that he was apologizing, though, because, you know, you get some people who choke, and that's the focus. I mean, but he really did come across that.
Let's stay right there for a second. Smack did say that he was going to start docking people and all this stuff on choking, and I can't eat that. Is Saga the person that he's going to, or how does this work? Is it a first offense? See, I don't know how this works, man. I don't know, Smack. You got to give us better details how you talk about this docking shit, brother. For real.
For me, if he does dock the Saga, I feel like any and everybody else who choked on that card should be docked too.
Facts.
I don't
Facts.
Fair single him out, and he's not the only person who had a rough performance last night. And honestly, just, you know, going based on what Smack said, you see that just allowing people to come unprepared and give a half-assed performance is not working, and you still being liable for a back end, I don't feel like it's cool. Now, I don't want to affect anybody's bag, but I put myself in the position of the owner. And if I was Smack, I would feel like a lick, like people are getting over on me by being able to do that. So I definitely understood when he made that statement that, you know, something needed to change. Now, is he just talking? Is he able to actually do something like that? Because, you know, these battlers are signed to contracts. So,
yes.
And whether that's for one event or a long-term contract, I just wonder if that's something that needs to be worded in the contract before he's able to put something like that into effect. I don't know if he's able to do that now with battlers who are under their current contract. So if that's not explicitly stated in their contract that, you know, if you don't come and perform your full three rounds, then X, Y, and Z is going to happen. But I think it's a good idea for it to happen. That's going to hold people accountable. And shit, if you're not ready, you haven't put yourself in a position to know your material and be able to effectively perform that, then don't get your ass out there. Because if you come and you expecting a bag on the back end, then we as the fans, and of course him as the league owner, should be able to expect you to uphold your end of the bargain and to give three full rounds. Like, I don't think it's fair to just be able to show up with a round and a half and pick up a $25,000 bag. That's unreasonable. Shit, if it's that easy, let me try to pull bars and come get me a bag.
Now, see, here's the thing. It's dicey, though, Battle Rap Bay, because Saga been getting busy, right? So does URL really want to reprimand him when this man was, you know, in contention of being Battle of the Year? Him leaving NWX, he's flourished so much. Coming off a classic with B-Dot, you know, he's through the quarantine battles. Let's be real. Through the COVID-19, Saga's been really the one getting busy. His battle with Geechee, his battle with Cortez, the thing with Twerk on Charlie Clips TV. Saga been putting in work. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, he really has. You know, I interviewed Chilla Jones a couple weeks ago, and, yo, Chilla gave it up to Saga. Like, yo, Saga, I ain't getting real busy. So, you know, we got to keep our eyes out to see if, you know, I really want to see how Saga does in his tournament. Is he going to take that frustration by losing to Mike P and let that pan over to Ultimate Madness Part 2? You know?
But how dope would it be if they got to face each other again in the tournament?
Because
that'd
be kind of dope.
Who would like, do we really want to see them battle again? But after that type of performance from last night, I think it'd be really dope if he had the opportunity to redeem himself. So now I'm on board with seeing them battle a second time. Just because, like you said, Saga's been getting so busy. He's been doing so well. Who's to say what the, you know, it could have been a myriad of causes that affected his performance last night. So let's just see.
Right.
If he get busy against Mike P again, that would be a really dope situation for him to be able to redeem himself.
I don't know about you, but when I saw Saga choking last night, I'm like, come on, Saga, come on, man. No! Because he's been doing good, you don't want to see him in that position. Really, you don't want to see any battle rapper choking. Let's be clear on that. Mm-hmm. But especially the ones that you know that's been putting the work and been getting busy like Saga has. So, you know? So, shout out to Mike P, though, man. Shout out to Mike P right quick, though, man.
He did his thing. He did his thing.
Yeah.
He deserved the win.
Next battle says, what we have there, Geechee Gotti, Nutty Block versus the Island God, A-Verb. I think you and I spoke about this battle previously before on Saturday, and I had Geechee Gotti, pardon me, going into this battle. I had Geechee Gotti winning this battle 2-1. After watching this battle last night and assessing it again today, I watched it twice today, pardon me. Listen, I had Aver win this battle 2-1. I had Aver winning round 1, Geechee taking round 2, and Verb taking round 3. I thought Verb's first round was phenomenal. I thought Verb had a dope first round. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I like Geechee Gotti a lot, though, Battle Rap Bay. But here's my problem.
Uh-huh.
It goes back to the word stigma in battle rap. For years, this notion that A-Verb mama is a dyke and all this, she's banging, A-Verb is gay. Dudes run with that. And those bars, when they go into that bag, it really don't hit on me. Because how much times are we going to hear about A-Verb's moms being a dyke? And let's say if she was a dyke, how many times is niggas going to finesse that angle to make it sound dope? Because a lot of niggas don't make it sound dope. And I'm not saying I'm not penalizing Geechee Gotti on the strength of that, but I thought Geechee was, I've heard better Geechee. I'm going to say his second round was probably his best round, but I thought Verb was on point last night.
Now, that's one battle that I'm going to have to watch again, because on first watch, I gave that battle to Geechee.
Okay.
Now, it wasn't a bias, in my opinion, but to me, he was just well-seasoned. He had some very witty bars, and he was just on his grown man shit. And I think that takes a lot when you're standing in front of a seasoned vet like Verb. So Verb had some shit, and I expect Gotti was just unrelenting, and he, in my opinion, he was just too much for Verb. Now, again,
you think so? Too much, better at me?
He was too much. I mean, listen, Verb did his thing. He hopped off the island and got in his Savage bag. So that I did appreciate. It just give us all vegan bars. So I got a little meat eater. We had a piece of chicken before the bag. I appreciate that. But at the same time, I don't know. It just, to me, Geechee came off as the more seasoned battle rapper than.
Wow, you feel that way? Listen, I'm going to say this right now to you. I'm going to say this to you right now on July, whatever day today is. And remember this conversation we're having right now, Battle Rap Baby.
It's the 12. It's the 12. All
right. I want to see how Geechee Gotti finishes out this year. I have a little bit of concerns that if he's battling too much. Should he make us miss him a little bit?
Oversaturation is a thing. So I don't know. You might be onto something with that. I don't know, but again, like I said, the boy's got the eye of the tiger. Geechee has been on fire. So I can't say that he won't be able to maintain that same momentum throughout the rest of the year. Who knows, but from what we have seen of him, he's remained consistent. And nobody can take that away from him. Sorry, I'm trying to feel.
I think he has a lot of debatables. I think he had a lot of debatables against the big dogs in battle rap. I mean, I had Surf beating him clearly. I had Arsenal. I thought Arsenal gave him a run for the money. I thought Verb did the same thing last night. John. So, you know, Ill Will. You know, guys that's been in who were seasoned, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Geechee was all right. I just didn't feel he left me there with, like, damn, Geechee. Like, I didn't feel nothing that really made me get the jazz face. So to speak, when he was rapping, it was just like, I get you. You know, listen, he's still one of the leaders of the new school. I'm not getting that twisted. That boy is special. He holds down a whole coast on his back, even though those West Coast cats right now in battle rap are really running shit. Daylight, we'll get into him in a minute. Geechee, Danny, Nutty, all those guys, man. You know what I mean? So, right, I had Verb, and you had Geechee, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely had watching. I mean, I had Geechee off of the first watch. That is one of the battles that I wanted to take a second look at. Because I feel like Verb was saying a lot, but it's just a lot. A lot more of what Geechee said resonated more and much clearer. Whereas Verb was just like a flurry of material. And Geechee was a lot more calm, and it just it resonated a lot easier with me. Now, again, I may have a completely different opinion watching it a second time and actually processing what it is that Verb was saying. But like I said, off of just fresh eyes, one look, I gave the battle to Geechee.
I'll say this. For a guy like Verb who's been here for a long time, for him to make it debatable or have some people saying that he won the battle, I think that's good for him in the sense of a guy that's been here for damn near a decade and still hanging around with these lions and savages out here. You know, he's come outside and do what he got to do. You know what I mean? So I'm always salute Verb on that.
And so many people have down as taking up, you know, is getting bodied against Geechee.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, that's a fact.
Like I said, that is a huge statement. I think it's a good thing for both battles. It wasn't a loss for either one of them.
Right. All right, next battle, sis, we had Daylight versus Tay Rock. I was not expecting this battle to be what it was. Once again, I was wrong, sis. I picked Tay Rock to win this battle. I did not feel Tay Rock won this battle, even though I would say this, though. Tay Rock did show up. There's so much to talk about between the contacts that he was rocking on some Dracula type of vibes he had going on. The outfit. What do you think about Tay Rock's outfit? Did that throw you off as a woman?
I'm trying to think of that movie. It was Vampire in Brooklyn.
Okay, Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy back in the day.
But it was very effective. But listen, the whole Dracula persona, I did like
right.
what he did with. I really did. Now, Tay-Rock versus Daylight was Battle of the Night for me.
Facts,
like I told you, I like to watch back at least more than once before I give my own opinion or recap. And
right.
this was one that I went to first to watch a second time. And but going into the battle, I think we both had Rock as the winner
yes.
of this battle. Mm-hmm. And my reasoning was just based on the fact that Daylight had been on hiatus for 2 years
Facts.
And Rock had been
Facts.
Completely active. So given that fact, I felt like Rock was going to be able to pull this win off easily. But now once the battle got started and Daylight came out in that ski mask, I knew he was ready to turn up and shoot. I knew
hey,
he was
hey,
ready to
hey.
Turn. So
hey.
The first round for me could be debatable.
Yes.
On first watch, I edged that to Rock, but I could
me
see
too.
How somebody would get Daylight. Now when I watched it back on second watch, it's like,
okay.
Yeah, really saying some shit. Like he had some dope schemes. The Egyptian scheme fire. I
that
like
was
the
crazy.
Rock flip. Oh
mm-hmm.
yeah. When he's in a Rock triangles, he still appear mid tier. Fire. Mm-hmm. Like the Rock flips were fire to me.
That
he just got
PG
crazy.
Shit. That
yeah,
does PG. That's for kids. That was crazy.
Kids, yeah, that was crazy. He left mm-hmm. Earth that round, no question. I really appreciated the fact that he came out so strong. And
damn.
I don't know, he took a breath. I was like, uh-oh, dang, what we doing? But
right.
definitely came out in the first, doing his thing. The punches, the schemes, all that was there. I gave the first to Daylight on second watch. Now, Rock was still doing his thing. He came with something that was a little different from his complete, his flurry of punches and just massive gun bars that he normally comes with, and I respected that. I respected and appreciated that, but I feel like Daylight was just a little much in that first round, so I gave it to him. Now, one of my favorite bars from Rock's first round was I go ape shit, swing on Devon, Tarzan, or knock your
yeah,
head
that
off your
wild.
Shoulders.
Yeah,
that
was crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, that
was crazy.
And now,
let me ask you a question
you
about Daylight's second round. What he said, when he's the first round, I gave it to Tay-Rock. I had Tay-Rock
okay.
round one. I thought that was the most debatable round, so to speak.
Yeah.
When Daylight told Tay-Rock how you're the face of URL, you never talked about in the Mount Rushmore conversation. Is that because Tay-Rock, even though people say at one particular time he's the face of URL, but there were so many guys before him, we really could knock off certain guys in the Mount Rushmore, especially when there's only four faces on the Mount Rushmore. And I don't think people are going to put Rock over Mook, Verb, Disaster, Lux, those type of guys, you know what I mean? So, I don't know.
That's true.
Have you ever thought about having Tay Rock in your Mount Rushmore as much as you rock with Rock? No pun intended?
Nah. So, I think that was a fair assessment by Daylight. You know, but that doesn't take anything away from Rock. There's some greats when it comes
yeah.
to the sport. So that doesn't, just because he doesn't have that placement now, doesn't mean that with his continued grind and consistency that can't change one day, you know?
I was very impressed with Tay-Rock. I got to be real, sis. I thought Tay-Rock, for all the talk that, you know, him being the underdog and things of that nature, or people feeling like, you know, Rock ain't really been Rock for the last couple of years. I've been hearing that conversation a lot when I talk to people about Tay-Rock. Listen, I got Daylight winning this battle clearly, in my opinion. 2-1, it's very hard to decipher everything Daylight says on first watch. He's one of those
right.
guys, him, Loaded Lux, Quantum Physics, Chilla Jones, like those brothers there, JC too also. They are so intricate with the shit they say. You're not going to catch everything on first watch. I guess what I would ask
for
you
me,
is, yeah.
For me, I loved his second round. Like, he got in that solar system scheme and stayed in that scheme
yeah.
the entire round. That, to me, was super dope.
I really liked that. Mm-hmm. And it was super clever, really clever. So I don't know. I became a new Daylight fan after last night. Now, that's not taking anything away from Rock. But I, like I told you before, I was always turned off by the antics when it came to Daylight. And last night he didn't come with any of that. He just came with bars.
And remember I told you this, though, sis? I didn't expect him to come with, remember I told you the other day, though, I didn't expect him to come with that antics on the strength of, if you're out here telling us that you don't rock with RBE and King of the Dot no more, you kind of have to be in your best behavior, no?
That's true, but so, I go back to what I said before. He definitely had a conversation with ARP for ARP to be saying that, you know, Daylight called in and said, oh, this is the promo for the battle. So I don't think ARP would be lying about any of that. But at the same time, I do appreciate him not coming there and wasting people's time and just, you know, doing a whole bunch of weird shit in the battle.
Right.
He just came to rap. Last night, Daylight came to.
He trended last night, though, Battle Rap Bay. That man trended last night. Who would ever think Daylight or 2-3 year hiatus? This man's trending on social media. That was mind boggling. Like, holy shit. Like, Daylight is fucking, it's crazy.
His performance and complexity was just on another level last night. Like, you know, he's had some dope classic moments over the course of his career. But like you said, to go 2 year hiatus to come back this strong, that's saying something. That's saying something.
Right.
So I'm excited to see what's next coming from Daylight. And that's the type of energy you want to have coming off of that type of break.
Matter of fact, I don't mean to be this guy. I don't want to be the Scrooge, right? But I found it puzzling last night that all these niggas was screaming classic after this battle. I'm going to be real, though, shorty. I did not have this battle as a classic. Now, does it have high replay value? Yeah, I didn't use the C word. Niggas was really jumping out the window, in my opinion, saying classic. And I'm like, I think it's a dope battle. Obviously, I want to watch it again, but I didn't get a classic feel as it ended. I was just like, wow, this is dope.
I definitely thought it had that classic feel. Both of them were in a different element, and like I said, I had a new respect and appreciation for Daylight after that battle. That's not taking anything away from Rock, because again, he was in his own bag, and I most definitely appreciate that, being a fan of Rock. It had classic value to me. And again, we have to go back to the fact that Daylight was coming off a 2 year hiatus. So to be able to take a battle with that type of anticipation, and a lot of people have planned already, but he was able to live up to that. And to step outside of his usual bag of doing crazy weird shit, I think it was definitely a classic. It was.
What do you think about Tay Rock going on 15 minutes of fame? I thought the conversation for a while was Briz and Mook. It seemed like Tay Rock has attached his name with Briz Rothstein. He said it straight up and down on Kara. Mook, if you don't want to battle Briz, I want some of that smoke. He really wants that smoke. Is that something you're interested in? Tay Rock versus Mook?
Nah, I don't think that's a battle I would want to see. Now, I can't speak for everyone in the culture, but Battle Rap Bay is not that pairing. Maybe Mook in his prime. Mook right now, I don't really think so. I don't think I want to see that.
It's Tay Rock calling Mook out, though. We can't, to be fair to Mook, though, Mook is not saying his name. Tay Rock is like, I want to battle Mook. Like, he really wants to. He was real adamant about that shit. Like, dog, I want this nigga next. And you know how this works, Battle Rap Bay. Niggas start doing this shit after they battle and shit. Sometimes there's something brewing in the background that we might not know about, and then something coming to fruition a month later. Oh, shit, Rock and Mook is battling on Summer Madness. Like, it wouldn't even shock me if that happens.
That's true. And being that they were both in Dot Mob together, I guess there's some energy coming from that. It wouldn't be surprising if that's something that was pursued based on all of that. Again, is that something that I would want to see? Probably not. But would it be a good one for the culture? Oh.
Right.
But for me, I'm not a fan of these guys beating up on the legends. Like, get them in their prime. Do what you do with their prime. Once they're past their prime, like, nah, let's not do that. Focus on some of these hungry snipers out here.
Well, see, they'd rather go against Mook. Tay Rock would rather have Mook because I think for him, having a Mook on his resume, it just makes the resume look good, so to speak, I guess.
Yeah, I get
but
it.
But I do agree with you, though. I'd rather him battle some of these other lions, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't like how we're going to boot out. Because niggas is booting out Briz now and just inserting Tay Rock because he's the one that called Mook out. Like, okay, I guess niggas are not on that Briz Mook wave. I'm still on that Briz Mook tape shit. I'm still want that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just not one of the people who want to see Mook after. The last time I really wanted to see Mook was Mook and Lux for Total Slaughter. And I was so disappointed in that. I'm just like, yeah, no, both of y'all sit down, please.
Well, let me ask you. Did you like Mook against Verb?
It was okay. It was okay. It's just, I guess, because I started watching Battle Rap with Lil Young Mook, you know, so that's
right.
The Mook that
yeah.
I'm familiar with and that I actually fell in love with the sport because of. So
right.
The place that he is, not to take anything away from him, but he's just not that same hungry MC. So,
right,
you know,
right.
it's, while he would be a Rushmore battler for me, just because, again, he's a pioneer of the sport, is he somebody that I think like a Verb who could get in the ring and get active and get busy and keep up with one of these young niggas that are really running things right now? No, that's going
right.
to be a Cassidy and Good.
So let me ask you this. Are we noticing, are we keeping score at home that Tay Rock is battling all his former Dot Mob members? He battled Shine.
Yes,
he battled Rex. He battled Daylight. Mm-hmm. Like, is Mook, I mean, this is crazy. You know what I mean? So. Kind of crazy.
You got to set up a Dot Mob. He's trying to prove a point right now.
Yeah, I guess. I ain't mad at him. Next battle, love the main event. Oh boy, Tsunami Surf. If you call it that, okay, that's the caveat. If you call it that, Surf versus Loaded Lux. You just heard Battle Rap Bay say, if you can call it that, I totally respect that. This battle was not a classic, not at all. Surf, I don't know what the hell was going on, brother. You're one cocky son of a you-know-what. And like I said before on my blog, you're going to have some people in the culture who are happy that you lost on the strength of they think you're a cocky son of a you-know-what. Some people also felt that you should not be standing in front of Lux. That was a conversation also. Battle Rap Bay, I follow your lead. Yes, we are. What do you think about this battle? Obviously, I picked Lux 2-1 going into this battle, and I felt I was right, except 3-0.
I mean, Cole couldn't pick Lux for this battle. That's just not being fair.
Right. It's no-brainer, right?
That's not being fair. But, what can be said? There was so much anticipation for this matchup. I mean, Surf talks so much shit. And I'm a pretty decent fan of Surf. I said going into this that I had Lux for the win. That was even if we got a prepared Surf who
right.
blew all three rounds. I still felt that Lux would take the battle. Now, I don't think any of us thought that he would seriously come there in Jersey almost all three rounds. But being that happened, like, it goes without saying, Lux took that battle. Like, to be the performance that we got last night. And I think Surf was one of the main ones agreeing with Smack when he said that he was going to start docking or penalizing people for choking.
Now, hold on. Stay right there. Stay right there, sis. Let's piggyback on what you said earlier in the show. You and I were speaking about Saga being docked. Were you alluding also that Sue Surf should be docked also? If we're talking about niggas getting docked.
Not just that he should be docked, but anybody who does it should be docked. I don't think there should be a a favoritism shown or respect a person. I think that should just be the rule. And if that
right.
is the standard set or put in place, then you have less to worry about when it comes to, if you've got vets up there doing this, then what message does that send to the newcomers or the people who have
right.
been grinding and coming with three rounds and doing their part and getting paid much less? What do you think that says to them? To be honest, that standard has to be set across the board, not just for Surf, not just for Saga, not just for Twerk, but for all of them. If you expect the best, then you got to put rules in place to make sure people are giving their best.
Yeah, well put, sis.
That's how it feels. So I feel like that should apply to Surf, absolutely. Because I watched one of the lives where bro was talking about, I'm not doing 6-minute rounds. Fuck that.
Can we stay there? Can we stay there? Let's stay there,
yeah.
please, sis. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Were you shocked to hear that first round was going to be 6 minutes, second round was going to be 5, and third round is going to be 5? Because mind you, when me and you spoke the last time, I was under the impression from Surf that that's not going to happen. Obviously, he was bullshitting and lying, but why would he do that in the first place? Surf, why would you agree to that, bro? Some people feel Surf can't even give us three minutes of a round.
Right.
You co-sign in 6 minutes and 5 on 5? Let's look at Lux right quick, sis. You all really have to basically stop this nigga every round from rapping. They have to cut this nigga off.
Every round. Against every
round.
Every battle. He always comes with a surplus of materials.
Yeah, Lux be coming cooked
like
up, man.
When I heard that it was said that they were going to do 6-minute rounds, I was like, oh, that's Lux all day. That's Lux all day.
That's Lux
you know
all day,
something.
Man.
He wanted his opportunity to get his shit off, and is he wrong for that? No. I mean, I kind of do subscribe to the theory of Lux brings a lot to a battle.
Mm.
When an opponent gets him in a battle, I feel like he does help them in a lot of ways. Your pay is going to go up. Your views are going to go up just because you're facing Lux.
All that.
So
all
it
that.
Is fair, in my opinion, to let that man get his shit off. He should be able to set the time. Now, if you don't want to adhere to that, then cool. Don't. But that's a standard he should be able to set. Like, shit, I'm getting ready to, I'm going to up your pay a little bit. I'm going to up your views a little bit. You're going to elevate in every way because you got this battle against me. Now I want the time limit to be set as such and such. And that's fair. That's fair.
And, Surf, you have to understand something, Surf. Surf has to understand something also. Once he didn't show up to the face-off, the battle rap community was already pissed off the fact that he didn't do a face-off. So you come into this battle and you want some bullshit, they're ready to flame you. They're literally ready to flame you. Surf, I understand you were talking about an Echo. And I interviewed A-Verb today, Battle Rap Bay, and I asked him about the Echo situation that Verb was talking, I mean, that Surf was alluding to. And A-Verb said he had no issue with that. So I don't know.
Mm.
Say he had no issues
wow.
with that. And then you got Cortez. Flaming Surf, like everyone's coming at Surf head, and Surf, this is going to happen with niggas
it's
like John
happen.
John Cortez and JC looking at you like you fronting, like you better than them niggas. Dog, I don't think Surf, I don't know if people have you as a favorite. If you battle John John in Summer Madness, dog, I don't know if you'd be the favorite going into that battle.
Mm-mm. It's because he talks so heavy going into this Lux battle, and then to show up with that type of performance is like, dog, you know they're going to be on your ass after that. You know it.
Mm.
Like, there's
no
excuse for that. I agree completely. Since this has become, like, a consistent thing with him, I don't know if it'd be a good look going into a John John battle. For Summer Madness, if people would automatically have him for the win, because look, we're used to this half-assed performance at this point. And
mm-hmm.
it's not to say that he's capable of doing better, because obviously he is. It's just these preparation issues, and I don't
mm-hmm.
know. For me, in all honesty, like I said before this battle happened, a lot of these battle rappers use that gas to fuel their performances, and it helps them take a lot of that maybe, we wouldn't give them if you just broke it down to specifically bars, or they're in a smaller, more controlled environment like they were last night for Gnome. It's just a little bit too much. Even when it came to Tay Rock, him and Daylight did elicit some reactions in the room because they were talking shit, but you could see how that affected Rock. Was a little
Let me piggyback on what you said also. Why was Daylight and Tay Rock talking about, oh, this is the best surf they ever heard and all this other shit they were saying before the battle? If you're saying that, I'm expecting surf to be grade A. And I don't think, you know.
So many people said that shit is janky as hell. You stop saying that, because when anytime somebody say they heard somebody else's bars, they always end up choking or fucking up, or it don't go over the way people think it's going to go over. Stop saying that, bro. Like, keep that shit to yourself. You know what's going to happen. That man get up there and forget everything. Now, ain't nobody heard it but you. We didn't get to hear it. It's dope as hell. We didn't hear none of it. So, I don't know. That could be janky as hell.
What do you think about Lux's, well, Surf's first round? With eating Apple Jacks and everything and coming out, you know?
Cocky as hell. It was cocky. But what do you expect from Surf? Like, that's what he's going to do. He's got four. His first round, first time eating cereal in a battle. You know what he was doing. But I didn't show up for that face off. I said, oh, bro must not be prepared yet. I was expecting a cocky, arrogant, shit-talking Surf. And when that guy didn't show up, I knew that meant trouble. Now, he said he wasn't doing a second face-off or something like that with Lux, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I know that's what he said. But the way it came across to me was just you not being prepared. And he walked into that battle. Look, if confidence and all of that would get you the win, and he would have had it walking into the battle, but he just didn't show up and measure up the way he was supposed to match that confidence. But him starting around like that, I was like, look at this guy. What else would you expect?
Yeah, because see, sir, if you up there on IG Live chilling with LA Crips before the battle, you know what I mean? You smoking trees, blowing it down and everything. All right, my nigga, that's cool, but bruh, I'm really shocked that you go hard against Geechee Gotti and don't go hard with Lux. I just don't understand that at all. You know what I mean? I thought some of the stuff Lux was saying was fire, but I thought some of that shit, you could have made it interesting, and I don't feel you made the battle interesting. I see you on Twitter saying Lux 2-1. Surf, I can't give you a pity round, my nigga. Your second round was straight. But I still gave Lux that round.
Yeah, Lux got every round.
Lux got every round.
And this could have been like the new school great versus the old school great. And it could have been something that was really dope for the culture. Like, I really thought this was going to be an incredible battle, but it didn't turn out that way. Now, I want to know what your opinion is on Lux and Daylight. Like, if that Daylight showed up in the battle against Lux, I don't know if I could give the battle to Lux. As much as I'm a fan of his bars and performance, like, Daylight was just on a whole nother level, and I know that's the next one that everybody is saying should go down. Daylight called out who? Rum Nitty after the battle?
Rum Nitty, K-Shine, he's calling out, you know?
Yeah, Lux might be a good one.
I have no problem with Daylight and Lux, but I'm going to keep it real though, Battle Rap, babe. Before yesterday, I wasn't really big on Daylight and Lux like everybody else was. I really wasn't. I was on JC and Lux for a while. I got to keep it a stack. Now, I do understand what people are saying that, okay, the Lux material last night against Surf, Daylight would have beat that, so to speak. But my thing is this. I don't know if Lux is going to take the same approach, the lost nigga approach that he took this nigga when he took my prison system and, you know, you're popular more than your battles. Your personality is more popular than your battles, so to speak, and things of that nature. He's going to go a whole different route against Daylight. But what I would say this, though, is Lux, you have to see Daylight. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that now. And I think a lot of people, though, sis, I'm going to be real with you, it wouldn't shock me if niggas picked Daylight going into the battle, if him and Lux battle tomorrow. It wouldn't shock me.
That's true, especially given both of their performances last night. Lux, I feel like that's.
But is that fair though? But battle rap base, is that fair though? We giving Lux, Daylight, a possible win if he battled Lux on the strength of one battle.
I think it's more a comparative thing. Just comparing the performances from last night, I feel like that would be fair. But now, speaking over their overall careers, now that might not be a fair statement. But based on the performances last night, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. So what are we doing, Surf, here, in the sense of looking bad last night? Some people say Surf did not care. I'm going to disagree with that. I think Surf does care in his own way, his cocky way, behind all that cocky shit he does and pulls off. I believe he knows in his heart of hearts he fucked up. I believe when you watch his interviews after the battle, the nigga looks a little stressed out. Looks a little bit disappointed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's obvious. You can see in his interviews after the fact, he seemed a little defeated. You can tell it definitely affected him. The funniest statement to me was when he said, "You're not a fan of mine if you don't have a problem with his performance last night." I'm just like, come on, guy. You know everybody is going to have a problem with his performance. So that's a clever way of calling everybody a fan. I see what you did there. But, I mean, as much as I like Surf, he's a great personality. I was a little disappointed in the way he showed up last night. You know, he, like they said, he was there, what, 3-5 hours early? So,
yeah, what does that mean, though? Jay Black, I love you, my guy, but when you said that, though, brother, I'm thinking to myself, what does that mean? Because he's there 3 or 4 hours. What does that mean? You're just at an event. What does that mean, though, in the big grand scheme of things? I mean, you're there. Okay, and what? Are you practicing your bars?
They made it seem like, you know, he was there observing the venue. Just
overselling
sure it.
Overselling it. Yeah, sorry, not buying it.
That was effective. Now, one thing that I did hear was the excuse of the reverberation in the room, the echoing, and I didn't hear anybody else complain about anything like that. I feel like when you fuck up, any excuse to do, and that was basically the space he was in. Any excuse is better than no excuse. So, yeah, it's the room and the acoustics in the room. Nah, that didn't have anything to do with it. It was just the fact that, you know, you might not have been prepared for that situation. And let's be honest, some people need that gas. Some people need it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The room format is everybody.
And
the
Surf,
one thing he did say was, felt like that Lux and Surf battle would have been a better battle for the stage. So, yeah, I think that was just the energy that he may have needed to be able to pull that type of performance off.
Well, Mike P tweeted out earlier today, this caffeine stage proves that if you're not a writer, you're not going to be successful. I'm paraphrasing now. You won't be successful on this stage if you're not a rapper's rapper. You know what I mean? So,
That's true. That couple of seconds that they get during reactions to gather themselves and think of the next bar and keep going, you don't have that in a small. So
yeah,
you have
that
to really be able to sit and be able to keep going constantly. And a lot of people weren't able to hold that up. Like the way we've seen it happen in the tournament itself and then now in the Gnome event. Folks are running rampant, and it's for a reason, because the format has changed.
All right. Battle Rap Bay, man, I appreciate you as always. Love, like talking Battle Rap with you. Our Gnome 10 breakdown, it's very interesting to see what the conversations are, what the next event URL is going to pop off with. Obviously, Summer Madness will be the one that makes a lot of sense, I guess, for the next event. So, you know, I will be looking forward to your blogs that you drop it individually about Norm itself also, sister. So I appreciate you as always.
Yeah. I appreciate you for having me. Y'all comment, like, subscribe, check out my channel.
So please plug your channel again, please.
It's Battle Rap Bay on YouTube. Y'all check out my channel. Right. I got some new stuff up this week.
That's what it is, man. Shout out to Battle Rap Bay. Y'all know the vibes already, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. What? Well,